Hello and welcome back. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here, your host. And this is the show where we serve big impact experts. And that's you if you are on a mission to not only make money in your business, but you want to make a big positive impact in the lives of your clients, your community, or possibly even the world. And we know that that's true because I've had hundreds of conversations with members of our audience. And that is what most of you value the most. It's impact. You're doing what you want to do, or doing what you do, because you want to make that big positive impact in the world and in the lives of others. That's what's special about you. And I like to bring on guests who can really help you on that mission. And today's guest is one that can definitely help you with your impact, especially if you feel stalled or blocked, or maybe even a little bit on the hamster wheel, like things just keep reoccurring. The same thing keeps happening again and again and again. And there can be so many different ways to describe it, but I'm explaining to you things I've heard from people. So today I have Louise Swartzwalter with me today, who's an expert in helping you get unblocked. Louise, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be with you, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm excited about this as well. And I know we've had a previous conversation or two.
Oh, yeah.
Before this, and I'm really excited to share you with our audience because I think you have some gifts and that can really, really help. And it's an interesting, you know, I've heard parts of your story, so that's an interesting journey that it took for you to get here and be making the impact that you're making. So why don't we start by telling a little bit about your story and how did it come to be that you're doing what you're doing now?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm a brain expert, and I became a brain expert from actually getting super sick myself. So my first career, I was a special ed teacher, and so I was always working with the brain, you know, and then I became a dyslexic therapist, and then I crashed. I had all my mercury fillings taken out in one day, and a dentist said it would help my chronic fatigue. So they diagnosed me with MS, chronic fatigue, multiple sclerosis. Doctors really just didn't know what I had. I just know that I was having panic attacks. I was depressed. I was trying to just raise two kids. I had no energy. I was just really trying to like be a mom to my kids at that time. So I did everything. I ended up doing all the natural stuff. Medical didn't help me. So it took me a very long time, actually. In fact, we moved our family from Chicago to Taos, New Mexico to be in cleaner air. So in Illinois, when they were spraying for mosquitoes with pesticides, I would get super sick and needed that oxygen. And so I was done with that. I was like, I'm out of here, man. I cannot live in this air quality anymore. And so we ended up in the mountains of New Mexico, totally different place, different culture. But it was awesome. It was awesome. We saw double rainbows every day. And so that was my, you know, healing years. I kind of call them my monk years, if you will. And so it took me a while to heal. And then we eventually moved to Albuquerque. And I went to naturopathic school and said, okay, I practically have all the knowledge. I should just get the paper to put on the wall. So I did that. And my first business was Albuquerque Natural Health Center. Started in my house, rented an office, then bought an office. And I helped a lot of families here. So I probably worked with over 50,000 people over those years. It was about 20 years. And then I wanted to teach because I'm a teacher and I wanted to do more. And I decided, you know what? I think I'm going to create like a class where I can teach all these things that I've learned. So I ended up creating my brain system. So it's a trademarked system that works on the body. It works on releasing mental chatter and blocks, just like you mentioned, aligning with spirit, integrating, and putting in the new program. So it spells brain, B-R-A-I-N. And what I found was, all those functional medicine doctors, all the people working with people, if they're not addressing the emotions and the spiritual body, they're helping the physical, but we're whole people. And that was my journey, right, in healing myself. I had to figure out how to do that. So that's how the system came to be. And now I work a lot with entrepreneurs clearing their blocks to success. So the system that I put together is not just for health and healing, but I started clearing businesses and entrepreneurs and CEOs and athletes, and found that once we cleared the old energy and rewired their brain and their energy field for success, it like was faster than something like meditation. it just was faster. So I'm always looking for a faster way. I love watching what happens for people when they, you know, they double their income, they get a new speaking engagement, they get a new client. They, we've sold houses that, for $10,000, $20,000 more. It's been really fun on this whole journey. I absolutely love it.
You know, I love what you, and really resonate what you just said there, and that mm-hmm. is get results faster. And that is something that we hear a lot, especially with our audience of entrepreneurs and business owners and coaches and consultants and people who are, well, they're on a mission to make a big difference, and they feel a little bit like, can't this go faster?
Yes.
Is this happening again? Why is that person getting ahead faster than me? And all the things that I hear on a, I would say, a daily basis from clients mm-hmm. that we work with. And so that's something that they definitely resonate. What are you noticing in the people that you work with? Like, what are you hearing those things also? And also, you know, kind of what is your response to that when you hear it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I hear all kinds of things, you know, so people come to me, coaches come to me when they're stuck, you know, they've hit a ceiling in their business and they're like, I want to make a bigger impact and I want to make more money both. So we can clear the energy around those blocks. So Deanna was one of my very first certified coaches. She had a concussion. She came to one of my events. It was an in-person event. We cleared her brain right then and there. And then she started learning some of these tools. And we cleared the addiction to smoking, the addiction to cremate. And she went from something like 30,000 to 100,000 that year. And then it just kept scaling up. And it's because we're using the system and clearing the blocks. And she learned to do it herself. So God helps those who help themselves. So when she learned to clear her own energetic field, because everything is energy. So think of this as sort of a blend of science and spirituality. It's quantum physics. And I have 5 different neurobiofeedback programs. So I'm very good at working on the brain. You know, whether it's ADHD, whether it's also, you know, I can do any of that, but I really like to use it for up-leveling people and getting them back to what I call 100% their soul truth.
That sounds amazing. And one of the things, though, I got to say, it doesn't come up in conversation a whole lot. And so, but I do like the idea, and I hope that people listening in are really, you know, hearing what you're saying, because so much of the work that I hear and mm-hmm. what I get asked for are tactics. What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how mm-hmm. do I get more clients? How do I get my message out there in a biggest way, mm-hmm. in a bigger way? And it's how and what and all of that. And what I'm really hearing you say is that, you know, there's this part, you know, within, and particularly here and here, between here and here, that that we need to take into consideration as well. And so what are some of the recommendations or suggestions you have for people to check in with that and make sure that what their next step may be very well tactical, they may need a strategy, but part of it also is who they are and how they're bringing themselves to it. So
yes.
How do they kind of know the check-in and when to look this way and when to look that way?
You know, that's a really good question. Well, if you're already like changing your marketing and you're changing some things and it's not working, oftentimes you need to look at yourself. So the greater expression of 100% your soul truth, the more the destiny you will achieve. So it's the inner work that reflects in the outer work. So when you have these tools and you actually can clear those blocks on a daily basis that are in the way of you up-leveling or in the way of you succeeding or having better relationships or whatever it is, or creating a team, whatever that is. So oftentimes when things aren't working and you keep trying different kind of marketing things or the next new strategy or the next new technology or AI or whatever it is, and you're still not succeeding with that, that's a sign for you to look within.
Yeah, that's a really good check-in. It's like if you've been trying the mm-hmm. things and it's not working, if mm-hmm. you may be seeing the same result or the same ceiling every time. I remember one of my early mentors used to describe it as your financial thermostat. It's like, oh, you're only set to $10,000 a month. You're not going to get to $100,000 a month at that same setting. So I just, it recalled that because he used to say that to us repeatedly.
Yeah,
I think it's a little bit more nuanced than that, but I mean, that's how he would describe it.
Yeah, and that's true. Because again, all that means is that there's old, and you know, there's ancestral patterns in the field. So like I go, we just cleared, what was age 11, four generations back on mom's side, six generations back on dad's side. And, you know, when you do that, the person becomes more aligned. And then suddenly they'll tell you, guess what? I just had two people call me. I got a new speaking engagement. I got, you know, a new client right after you did that clearing. So, you know, we've got to do, and I'm working differently than other brain experts. I am, you know, a bit of a scientist and I'm a naturopath, so I understand all the nutrition, all those pieces, you know, can do that. But what I learned is that our brain is a biocomputer. It's actually a computer and it has rings around it, capacitor rings. When those are off balance, you'll be off balance. So we have to put those rings back in balance. And I start with a goal or an intention. So I use a lot of NLP work. So I start with, which is neuro-linguistic programming, with an intention. And then we clear what's in the way of that intention, that goal. And then we rewire your brain, body, mind, spirit for the success that you want based on that goal. And I watch people's faces change right in front of me. So it's like giving them a facelift because I'm clearing all the stress that they've been carrying. And it doesn't have to be stress just from childhood abuse or some big trauma thing or a little trauma thing. It actually is great, great grandfather sometimes. I remember one lady wanted to make more money. It was so cool. And we did this, and we did it on a podcast actually. And she was like, oh my gosh, she goes, that's why I'm stuck. Her grandfather had a bankruptcy. He was a businessman too. And so we cleared the bankruptcy and suddenly everything shifted. It wasn't even hers, right?
And did she, how did that affect her? Did she witness the bankruptcy or was it just the energy of being connected to him?
It was the energy of being connected to him.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it was just, see, everything is energy. So when you clear your energetic field of all those patterns that aren't serving you, you get to be, again, what I call 100% your soul truth. And then you can achieve anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Yeah. Can we walk a goal down for you and for your listeners here?
Sure. Sure.
You know, like, what do you think? What do you, either you or what do you think your listeners would want if I asked the question, what would you want to have change or be different?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we were, I'll do one for my clients because we just were studying the survey data from a previous event and there was a very clear pattern. And
okay.
What they felt was that they were unclear on what their next steps were and they wanted to feel like there was consistency in their business and they wanted to feel confident in pursuing what there was. So there was, it was interesting because these three words, when we studied them, it's like in 77 of these surveys, the common theme was clarity, consistency, and confidence. And we hear it all the time. And so, and of course, they're coming to us looking for tactics, but there is definitely a recurring theme, especially with our audience of big impact experts.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so let's start with I feel clear, confident, and consistent. So if the audience or you felt clear, confident, and consistent, what would change or be different as a result of that?
Yeah, the thing that we hear often is that they would feel like that bigger impact that they want to make, that they're really affecting people in a positive way and as many people as possible. I always hear this. It's like, I want to affect as many people as possible in a positive way, but I also want to be, you know, I want to be paid well to do it. I want to be financially secure in that mission. They always prioritize the mission over profits, but they want to feel like they're taken care of too.
Okay. Okay. I'm prosperous in this mission. So I'm writing these down.
Mm-hmm.
My mission is to change 10 million brains by 2030.
Wow. Really?
A million. Now we got to up it.
Yeah.
Now I got to up it. I don't know if I should up it. Anyway.
But go for it if you feel so inspired to do it.
You know, well, I'm the fish in the sea thing. If I teach people, then they can spread it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's that ripple effect for sure. Yeah.
If you are feeling clear and confident and consistent, and you're making a bigger impact and you're affecting as many people as possible, and you're prosperous in this mission, how will you feel if that's happening?
Yeah, fulfilled.
Fulfilled.
Yeah.
Awesome. Beautiful. I feel fulfilled. Yay. Okay, so let's, for your audience, figure out what's in the way of this. So this is you feeling fulfilled, having that clarity. Clarity is so important, isn't it? Clarity, confidence, and the consistency, and really being able to make that big impact. So I put all that in the box. I just kind of writing notes here. I stuck it in the middle of the paper in a box. So can't read it, but there it is. And then I ask and I say, hey, okay, how many people or situations are affecting that? And I'm using intuition. I'm just going in the energy field and saying, there's something blocking this. Let's figure this out and clear this for Chuck and for everyone listening here. So the first string has to do, is it a male, a female, or a situation? It's a situation. Is it a situation in the business? Yes. Is it a situation that's recent or old? It's an old situation. So is this old situation in the business old for everyone? Yes. And I'm literally muscle testing. And so I'm just testing using my finger if I'm getting yeses or noes and what I really need to be focused on. And I can do it very fast and I can teach people to do this too. So it's a situation that's old. It has to do with the business. Do we need to know what it is? No. Do we need to know the words about it? Yes. And so I have cheat sheets of words, and I just go, so I'm going to name the negative words about that situation. So the energy was constricted. So it was some kind of constriction, constricted and unprotected and anguish. So then what we say, and this actually came from John 10:10 in the Bible, and that's why my company is Brain Soul Success. We're clearing the soul level of that little mini trauma, whatever that was in the business. So we all have this going. Because that's, goes up and down, right? Business goes up and down. So this is a constriction and unprotected and an anguish that happened different number of years ago, probably for everyone listening. And then we say, was it a liar, thief, or fraud? And that came from John 10:10 in the Bible. So it reclaims the soul. It's a thief. Then we say, did it kill, steal, or destroy? It stole something. What did it steal? Did it steal the fulfillment? Success, trust. So we're reclaiming fulfillment, success, trust, vision of what we thought would be, joy, flow, clarity. So we reclaim the joy, the flow, and clarity. So that word clarity came up there too. So for example, whatever that situation was in your business or whoever's listening here, it stole the clarity. So they're having a hard time being clear now. So every time we clear energy like this, you can get back like a whole big layer of that confidence, that clarity. So do we successfully clear that string? Yes, I'm just going to say a quick clearing statement. I destroy and uncreate any judgments, assumptions, projections, conclusions, decisions about the situation that happened in business. Probably, 3, 5, 10 years ago, we release that now, let it go, allow us to be fulfilled, to be free, to be successful, to be prosperous, to have joy, flow, and clarity. Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Did we get that? Yes. Okay. The next string is male, female situation. It's another situation. Is it recent or old? This is a recent situation. So is this a recent situation for everyone listening here? Yes. There's a lot of stuff on the planet. Are you noticing that? I kind of feel like it's a
Yes.
push to get more spiritual, like it's a push to clear all the chaos before we can come up to a higher spiritual place with God, Jesus, Buddha, whatever your belief is. But boy, are we being pushed and pulled to do that right now. Yeah.
Yes, we absolutely are.
I'm like, come on already. So, you know what? So, this is the recent situation on the planet. It's betrayal, it's heartache, it's despair, sadness, fear, conflict. I just want people to be nice to each other.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, yeah. Insecurity. It's putting a lot of insecurity out there for everyone.
Yeah, and protectionism. I mean, I find that people are guarded because they don't want to be hurt or feel insecure.
Yes, absolutely. And it's torture, too. There's torture. Torture could be an entity in the field, devastated and unprotected, emotional vampire. So all of that is a liar, thief, and a fraud on us feeling fulfilled, having that clarity, that confidence, that consistency. And then we say, what did it do? Did it kill, steal, or destroy something it destroyed? What did it destroy? Did it destroy abundance, fulfillment, success, prosperity, good karma, trust, security, guidance, safety, hope, freedom, flow, comfort, to be healed, and vindication? Did we reclaim that? Yes. Is there more we need to say with that? No. Okay. Did you feel something shift or move a little bit?
Yeah. You know, actually, at the very beginning of it, there was this slight nervousness that I felt. And right now, I do not feel that. So.
Yeah, we're clearing the field of all that stuff that, again, it's energy. It's just energy that doesn't really belong to you and your business or to anyone here. Any of these great big impact people listening, they don't have to hold on to that. So that's the releasing piece. Now we have to, and we kind of align with spirit throughout. Now we have to integrate and put in the new program. Now the new program is the rewiring. Right? We always want to rewire the brain, kind of like you're putting in a new virus program in your computer. Okay. And the way that we do that looks different. It's codes, it's numbers, it's sacred geometry, really, it's based on, but it's codes in the energy field. So instead of spin points, they're energy points. And they're called spin points because we circle. Okay. So I'm circling my hand all day long, honestly, Chuck. My right arm has more strength than my left because I'm just doing this all day long. So anyway, I'm going to have you say these. I'm going to have you say these intentions and then we'll integrate them. So this is for everyone listening here. So say, I feel clear.
I feel clear.
Confident and consistent.
Confident and consistent.
Awesome. I make a bigger impact.
I make a bigger impact.
And I affect as many people as possible.
And I affect as many people as possible.
I am prosperous in my mission.
I am prosperous in my mission.
And I feel fulfilled.
And I feel fulfilled.
Oh, so I want you to keep thinking that. And then you're going to hear me say these numbers. And I'm spinning around your body for everyone listening. So I'm going down your left leg. And I'm saying 2-3 love, 5-3 forgiveness, 6-5 choice, 9-2 freedom, 4-2 greater love. And then we're going to come down your front. And these clear self-sabotage patterns, so it does help that confidence. So 4-2 is the first code. I think I'll have you say these. Say, I have positive self-worth.
I have positive self-worth.
Excellent. 2-2, say, I choose to succeed.
I choose to succeed.
Good job. 4-4, I choose to live in joy.
I choose to live in joy.
And 6-2, I choose to live by the higher laws.
I choose to live by the higher laws.
Excellent. Then I'm going to do some extra ones on you. 147 on your backside. I'm balancing the ring this way. It's the depth ring. Then I have you look at my X, and then I'm going to do 4-5. I'm balancing the ring this way. Those rings have to do with ancestral programs too. So this work clears 7 generations back and 7 forward. When I first learned it, my kids were teenagers. They changed. Because it clears patterns 7 forward, 7 back. 9-6 is the consciousness ring. 9-6 is the cranial ring. 8-6 is the hearing ring. 6-8 is the seeing ring. 3-9, 26 complete cycles, 5,859 times. 2-8, 23 complete cycles, 2,623 times. 3-7-5, 3-7-7, 4-5-8-6, 4-6-9, 4-6-7, releasing any old trauma. 10-5-7-8, 2-8-7-7-5, and the shock 1-2-3, placing that with peace 5-2, 5-11-37, complete cycles 87,357 times, 2-8-24-32 times, 4-2-2-2-4-4-6-2, 6-7-6-7-6-8. Awesome. I usually make a joke. Did you feel the wind?
It's kind of funny because my office gets hot and I felt very warm before we started this episode. And my face feels cooler. And I have a fan right there and it's not on.
So what we want to do now is lock it in. So it's part of the process. So I'm using the brain system. So I have you restate those intentions and then we lock them in. Okay. So okay. I'm going to have you say again, I feel clear, confident, and consistent.
I feel clear, confident, and consistent.
And now we're strong on that. So we got it. Say, I make a bigger impact.
I make a bigger impact.
And I affect as many people as possible.
And I affect as many people as possible.
I am prosperous in my mission.
I am prosperous in my mission.
And I feel fulfilled.
And I feel fulfilled.
Good job. Yay. So the way we lock it in is this. We put our hands together above our head. So we're just going to put our hands together above our head. If I was with you, I would try to pull them down and you would stay strong. Okay. So let's just call the lock. And then I'm going to have you cone your fingers on your right hand.
Yeah.
And we're going
to
make
I had to think about left or right.
That's okay. And then we're going to circle in front of your heart and say, two, two.
Two, two.
I choose to succeed.
I choose to succeed.
And then tap your belly button 8 times. That locks in that little process that we just did so that you can feel fulfilled, clear, confident, make that bigger impact. Cool, huh?
Yeah, very cool.
I know. It's so fast, too. And it's so powerful because if we didn't clear those blocks, you wouldn't get there as quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You could be continuing to struggle. And I watched your face change during that.
I'm sure it did. I mean, it's hard to experience something like that and not have it affect you. And one of the things I know that I've always been affected by other people's energy. It's not always my, and it took me decades to understand that the feelings I was feeling were not my own. They were, especially anger. When I'm surrounded by anger, I can really feel it. Mm-hmm. And also when I do seminars, I do live seminars. And there was times where I would do these 3-day events. And on day 2 and I would get really sick. I would have these killer headaches and maybe even feverish. And it took me, it was actually another good friend of mine who was a hypnotherapist and we did some work on it. But I realized what was happening after several events, because there was a very clear pattern. And I was absorbing the energy of the audience. And I did not realize that. Mm-hmm. And so now I just always set an intention before I do the event. And I just ask Infinite Spirit to give me all the power, passion, words necessary to impact this audience in the most positive way possible. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I just do that. And that seems to work. Like it sets me up in the right space.
Yes. Right?
And so I forget where I learned it. I forget where I learned it. But yeah, it's
That's a great long time
to realize that, right?
And yeah. That's a great story for your audience, you know, and good for you for finding the tools to use to keep yourself balanced. Because a lot of us as entrepreneurs are empaths. That's what makes us good entrepreneurs. We're able to pull in other people's energy and figure out what's going to benefit that client the most, whatever our tools are, whatever process we do. And so it's a gift, but it can also be a curse when you can't figure out how to like get that off of you and end up sick. You know, it's not good.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad that I did become aware of it because I was looking at why am I sick? Like, why was this happening? But when I noticed it was always at day 2.5 of my 3-day event, I mean, it was a coincidence that was no longer a coincidence, right?
Right.
And so there was a definite pattern there. As being a former engineer, I see patterns very, very well. Sometimes need more repetitions and iterations than necessary, but there are very, very clear patterns. And so I appreciate everything you say. It doesn't surprise me that what you just did affected me because I am a member of my own target audience. There's a reason why I serve an audience called Big Impact Experts because I myself, I'm a big impact expert, always looking to how do I make a bigger impact while also being grateful for the impact that I make now, but never really being satisfied. There's always another level. And I think it's what really drives me. And so I had a dream once that I lived to the age of 84 and I will be doing this until I'm 84.
Oh, that's awesome. No, that's really, really awesome. Well, you do really, really good work with people. And, I know that your community appreciates you too and all the work that you're doing, and also bringing people on, as guests here so we can all learn from each other. That's what I love about podcasting and any kind of event or speaking or sharing, is we learn from each other.
Yes, we certainly
Yeah.
do. And that's the ecosystem. That is the community that we are building here. And, I certainly look forward to sharing you with more of our audiences and having you on speak at some of our events and whatnot. And before we run out of time, I want to make sure we give people an opportunity to connect with you. So what are some of the things you have coming up where people can learn more from you, maybe have their own experiences like we just had? And go ahead and share what you've got coming up.
Absolutely. Yep. So my website is louiseswartzwalter.com, and on that website you will find a brain soul assessment. That's an opportunity to answer questions, kind of like we did here, to get some clarity, and then have a conversation with myself or one of my coaches to figure out, where you're blocked, and kind of do a little mini of what we did here, right? For you to get you unstuck and look at what's really going to work the best for you. So that's an opportunity to do that. I always have master classes. So I have a master class coming up February 18th where we're going to teach some of those codes. So it's the three brain soul hacks for success. So you're going to learn some of these codes. So if that's resonating with you, it's a free class. You want to come. And that's also on my website. It's the three brain soul hacks for success. And that leads to our event. And so I have an annual event in March. It's March 20th through the 22nd. It's our Brain Soul Success Boot Camp. On the page, it says take your quantum leap, but the theme behind the theme is the Phoenix Rising. Because we are rising in 2026. So I am super excited about that. So you want to check that out and join us for that, because you will learn a lot of these tools and be able to clear your own energy and uplevel your business and your life.
Amazing. And to our audience, I want to make it super easy for you to go and learn from Louise. So for your convenience, I have put all those links right beneath this video. So if you're
Nice.
watching this on video, just look beneath there. Everything is all right there. And if you're listening to this on podcast, just open up your phone and the player that you're on, and I have all of Louise's links right there as
Oh,
well.
thank you.
Yeah, we want to make it
Yeah.
super easy. And anyone who is listening right now, I believe resonated with the message and the experience. And perhaps you want to have your own experience. And so highly encourage you to do that. And before we sign off, I just want to say, Louise, thank you. This was a great experience. I know we've had a couple of conversations before, including one that got interrupted. And so, but maybe for a reason. And so it just gave us an excuse to reconnect again sooner than later. And I appreciate you very, very much and your time. And I'm just wondering if there's any final piece of advice or words of wisdom you'd like to leave our audience here with today.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I usually end with this, super simple. Follow your heart, but take your brain with you.
Follow your heart, but take
But
your
take
brain
your
with
brain
you.
with you.
I think those are beautiful words to end this episode by. And thank you so much, Louise. You are amazing. To our audience, you are amazing as well. And I want you to remember that that big impact that you are on a mission to make is possible. And the rest of us are all waiting for you to make it because you have unique gifts that we need to experience. And remember, as you are on this mission, you might be just one collaboration away from the big breakthrough you need to make that bigger impact, to get the clarity and the consistency and the confidence that we know that you desire. And perhaps Louise is that next person to collaborate with and to learn from. So take her up on her invitations. And finally, I will just say, remember that the only way to fail is to quit. So keep moving forward, everyone, and we will see you on the next one. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today and I'll see you on the inside.